Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay then.
Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, it's Friday. I think you'll find the timing on that one was absolutely impeccable. You can't fault me on that IOBF today. Oh yes, so the Friday was a little short, maybe, but apart from that, I'm giving myself a 9 out of 10. The pause made it a bit different, says Ray off of that there M6 Junction 17. Yeah. Someone feels like they want to go to Alton Towers now. That's Ruth. Because that's their music, isn't it? In Bristol. Jake and Cardiff saying, brilliant, your best Friday, as he calls it, in months. Thank you. Hi, Chopper.
Hi.
You right?
I'm just overwhelmed.
Are you?
Yeah, blown away by it.
Thank you. Hello to all the lovely students I met in Bristol last night.
Did you have mechanical staircases?
Do you know what? There wasn't one.
Oh, right.
And I was so looking forward to the mechanical staircase. Not that it wasn't a good gig, because it really was.
If you say so yourself.
But... no, it's very good fun, you know, like students.
Good crowd, is that what you're saying? Crowd,
but no mechanical staircase and no fireworks on my entrance.
I'm sorry, maybe. I obviously
it's
got
a different
the wrong place.
I think that's the syndicate you're talking about. And I was in Oceania. Anyway.
Maybe you could ask for them wherever you go now.
Hello to everyone that I met last night.
Can you remember any of their names?
Ash was one of them. Jen was another.
Making it up.
No, I'm not. Okay. And Matt was the bloke that organised it all, so. Everyone else I have kind of forgotten, because I wrote them down on a piece of paper and then I can't find it now. But anyway, hi, it was great fun. Also, can I just ask your views on buying food in nightclubs?
Not something I've ever done.
Right, okay. So I'm walking past, like, the main bit, and there's like a chill-out bar area. Mm. I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, I've just never tried it. Selling hot dogs,
yeah,
in the nightclub.
Mm. Nothing. I think it's a really good idea.
Well, I think it probably gets people, like, makes people a bit less drunk, which is a good idea. But I'm not sure I'd want to try them.
What?
You know what I mean?
Why not?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing about eating when you're in a club. I find a bit weird.
So if they'd had a cheese curry stand, you wouldn't have had.
No,
one.
I don't think I would.
They do that in Australia. Sell food in the nightclubs.
They do it here in lots of places.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Why do they?
I think I'd rather have a hot dog. I'd rather have a hot dog from the club than the van outside.
Yeah, you have to.
I just think that's
eat.
Part of the experience. The van outside. I think if you bought it inside the club, I think that's a bit odd.
You could dance around it rather than your handbag.
I just think the whole buying a kebab on the way home thing is. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Celebrate the kebab. That's what I say.
So do I.
One BBC Radio One. Scott Mills.
Right. Wonder Years is on at 5 o'clock tonight. Chosen expertly on Tuesday this week by me in my dressing gown.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why?
Look what's just arrived.
Oh, a potty putter. Have all 10 of them arrived? Have you only got one?
5 of them.
5 of them, right.
So now you can play actual golf on the loo.
Right.
Right, do you want to have a go? Look at that. You even get a do not dis... oh, I've broken it. A do not disturb sign that you can hang on the.
Well, you can't hang it because you've snapped the hook off it,
yeah,
then, haven't you? Right.
Look at this. Right, we're going to send these out to celebrities and see if we get thank you letters back. Okay, Becky, if you'd like to do the honours of that there.
Do you want it around you here or on the actual loo?
Just around me here, we can pretend I'm... This is my chair is a loo.
Well, how far are we going to pretend?
Well, I'm not going to take
you're not going to take your pants down,
ankles,
down, are you? No,
no, I'm really not. Hang on, I've lost the ball. Right, so what are you doing?
Where do you want your hole?
Pardon? There? Yeah, my hole will be fine there. Yeah. Okay, and... This is amazing.
It's quite a big green.
It is. My slight... Okay, let me have a go.
Yeah?
Right, okay. Is that the right way around?
Yeah, well, you're left-handed, aren't you?
So yeah. Okay, and a hole-in-one is a-coming. Yes!
It actually was!
You can I say
that... divot on the green, though.
What does that mean?
The hole is only 1 foot away from your feet. It's not that hard, is it?
Look at the hours of fun that Catherine is going to have on her toilet when we send this.
If you're going to hit that second ball into the hole, you need to take the first ball out, otherwise it won't go in.
Caddy.
Okay. Oh.
That was rubbish.
No, that's gone all the way over there. Now, what do I do?
Now you have to get off the toilet with your pants around your ankles.
I've got my pants around my ankles. I'm going to sprinkle on the mat, aren't I? Do you know what I mean? Can't help thinking it's a bit unhygienic. But I think the stars that we're going to send them to are going to love it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is a lady. She's not going to sprinkle on the mat.
Right, OK. You would have to wash it. Is that washable?
Just wipe it clean.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, do you have to?
OK, so we're sending these out this afternoon. We'll let you know who we're going to send them to in a minute and just see what replies we get. Surely people wouldn't be rude enough to not reply if we sent them a potty putter as a present for their birthday.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Just writing out my notes to go with the birthday presents that we're sending the celebs that have got their birthdays coming up soon. We're going to send them a note and we're going to send them the potty putter so they can play a bit of golf whilst on the loo. It's the game for the avid golfer. So even when you're doing that, you can still play. I'm just writing a little note out to Sarah Harding at the moment.
Right.
It's her birthday coming up. I've just put, to Sarah, happy birthday, hope you like the present. Love, Scott Mills. And then put that on.
I always send birthday cards with pictures of myself on, don't you, Jappers?
It is one of my photo cards. Is that wrong? Also, Ant, off of Ant and Deck. He's got a birthday coming up, so I'm going to send him one. We're just doing this to see if we get replies and thank you notes.
Happy birthday, have a nice life, like you did on that wedding card.
No, that's rude. Hope you like present. Sorry, I'll be with you in a second. Just talk to ourselves.
Right.
Now, the third one I'm going to send, tell me if you think it's ambitious or not. P. Diddy has got a birthday coming up very soon.
Okay.
Do you think that's possible? Because we have had, thank you letters back from big American stars before.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You think...
Does he like golf, P. Diddy?
Yeah, I think so.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. He could play it on the Diddy Bog.
So who have we got at the moment, then? Who have we got?
I've got...
That's awful, but good.
I've got Sarah Harding, Girls Aloud. I reckon she'll send one back. She's nice. And very nice man from Out on Deck. And P. Diddy.
Okay, not all bad to start with.
Three very different celebrities.
All getting signed photos of you.
Yeah, we're sending them out this afternoon. Not only that, but they also get a potty putter.
You're spoiling them.
I know. Thanks to James King earlier on Greg James's show for doing this bit of nice innuendo bingo. A lot of you spotted this.
It's back, everybody. Toy Story, the first one, is back for 1 week only in 3D. Who doesn't love Tom Hanks Woody?
Thanks. Nice one, James.
Who doesn't love Tom Hanks Woody?
God, this show is childish. Podcast. Oh, there you are, Becky. You wonder when you're going to be first invited to a Windows 7 party, and you just have been. How good is that?
It's amazing.
Who's invited you?
I don't know them. It's a guy called Dan.
Oh.
But it looks like it doesn't stop me from going to the party, does it? Look, let me show you the invite.
So many people are having these parties.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of texts over the last couple of days when we talked about this from people who are having them, these parties in their office. Microsoft, the corporation, have... are telling you on this brilliant video how to have one of their Windows 7 parties. And it just sounds like so much fun. Loads of people, millions of people already checked out the video online. Have a look at it. People like this, just all gather around in the kitchen.
I showed my guests things from two of the Windows 7 orientation videos, and it took 10 minutes. Right. Oh, you know it was great? It was totally informal. Everyone just kind of crowded around the computer in the kitchen.
Sounds so much fun.
On a more serious note, decide what activities you're going to do at least a day or two in advance. And right. Watch those videos and read the handouts. Mm. And some activities have modest setup. You know, they require certain things for you to have at the house.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have two computers to do the web chatting activity.
Right,
yeah. Still no one's offered us a beer at this point.
No.
Or any kind of buffet action.
You know, the four of us learned quite a few things to help make our parties really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here's mine. Make the thing you're demonstrating personal to someone at the party. Like the way I made chips files get transferred by Windows Easy Transfer.
Or the way I showed my guest web slices by talking about Frank's online auction shopping at Vintage Concert Tea.
Oh, it just sounds so good.
Have fun out there.
When is your party, your Windows 7 party?
22nd. Of October.
Something to look forward to. What does it say to bring?
Some alcohol and a willingness to try something different. Says we may as well give it a go.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.